15% of the delegates at the Democratic National Convention will not be beholden to the voters' choice in their state. Those superdelegates are usually party heavyweights or public officials. They can cast their ballots for the presidential candidates they like. While Hillary Clinton no longer needs superdelegates to clinch the nomination, that wasn't always so clear. Opponent Bernie Sanders thought including superdelegates put him at a disadvantage.
Over 400 of these superdelegates indicated their support for Secretary Clinton before anyone else was in the race. In other words, the establishment determined who the anointed candidate will be before the first voters got into the process.
Whether delegates should keep, change, or scrap the superdelegate process will be hotly disputed in Philadelphia.
It's an idea that we intend to change at the convention.
And former state senator Leticia Vandeput from San Antonio will be at the center of the argument. She's co-chair of the National Party's Rules Committee, which will decide what to do.
Yes, there will be a big discussion on superdelegates. People are passionate about their views, and I am so thankful that they are. They will vigorously and ardently debate what they view is the right process. If they can convince a majority of the vote, then we'll take the vote and it'll get changed. It is that will of the members of the committee.
Vandeput is an ardent Clinton supporter, but says she'll listen to everyone. However, she thinks the general public sometimes forgets how the nomination process works.
Each party, Republican, Democrat, Green, Independent, Libertarian, has its own rules. This is not the people's nominee. It's the Democratic Party nominee. When Barack Obama accepted the nomination at Invesco Field in Denver, he didn't accept the people's nomination. He accepted the nomination of the Democratic Party. You accept the people's nomination on Inauguration Day.
To that end, Vandeput says the party has an interest in choosing a candidate that represents its values. In a close race, superdelegates could block the nomination of a candidate who doesn't. That hasn't happened, but she points to Donald Trump and the Republican Party, which doesn't have superdelegates, as something to consider.
This year, the Republicans find themselves with a nominee who has not embraced core Republican values.
Vandeput says most Democrats she knows don't want their party in that kind of a situation. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.